This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is addressing the American public Monday on the crisis in Afghanistan. These will be his first public comments since the Taliban took full control of the South Asian country on Sunday. Biden was to speak a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fled Afghanistan as Taliban fighters reached the Afghan capital of Kabul. The president has consistently defended his decision to pull all U.S. troops from the country by August 31st. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from Afghanistan. A Taliban offensive saw them capture provincial capitals and sweep through most of the country in a little more than a week, culminating with the collapse of the Afghan government on Sunday. The U.S. has retained control of the Hamid Karzai International Airport, but it has become a scene of chaos as thousands of people try to flee the country. Earlier Monday, the White House said this morning the president was briefed by his national security team on the security situation at Hamid Karzai International Airport and ongoing efforts to safely evacuate American citizens, U.S. embassy personnel, Afghans who had worked for U.S. entities, and other vulnerable people. Even as the Biden administration has defended its decision to leave Afghanistan, it has expressed shock at how quickly the country fell to the Taliban. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan as he called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, where he said, "We cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan." This is VOA News.